There is a series of psukim in Parshas Ekev that tell us about the beauty, the bounty of the land of Eretz Yisrael that the Jews are soon going to be going into. It uses very descriptive terms. Ki Hashem elekecha mevi'acha el Eretz Tova. Hashem is bringing you to a good land. Eretz nach le'mayim. It's a land with streams of water. It has rivers streaming and flowing and lots of sources of water. And then we go on to the Shiva Saminim. Eretz chito so'era v'gefen u'te'ena v'rimayin. Eretz zeh shemen u'dvash. It's a land that has all these beautiful agricultural gifts. And then Eretz, it's a land of Sherlei b'miskenos teichal balechem, loy sechzar koba. It's a land where you're going to eat bread without scarceness. You're going to lack nothing there. Eretz asher avaneha barzel umehareha tachtev nechoshes. And it's a land that from its mountains, you're going to be able to mine all types of copper and iron. You're going to have the stones on the land of our iron, the rocks are iron, and from the hills you're going to mine copper. And then, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta Hashem alekecha. Don't forget to eat when you're eating and you're satisfied. Don't forget to bench, to bless Hashem, to thank Hashem for ha'eretz ha'toiva asher nasanach, for the good land that he gave you. So we have the word Eretz is repeated over and over and over again, and it's bracketed by the same description of Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Tova. It's a good land. There's a few insights that we can learn from these psukim. The Ramban notes that there's one natural resource which is conspicuously absent from this list of all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, the agricultural good and the practical good and the natural resources. What's missing is gold and silver, nowhere to be found. We have metals that are used for construction and labor. We've got iron and we've got copper, so much iron that the stones are made out of iron. But where are the precious metals? Rav Shmuel Alter writes that this teaches us that the proper mindset a person is supposed to have is that as long as our basic needs are met, I have everything and in abundance. I don't need the gold and silver and luxuries to feel like I have everything. Meaning, whatever I have, the mindset makes all the difference. We say in benching, Hu heitiv, he was good to us. Hu meitiv, he is good to us. Hu yeitiv lanu, may he continue to be good to us. And then we go through an entire list of all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Chein, chesed, rachmim, revach, hatzala, bracha, yeshua, nachama. We're asking for parnasa, kalkala. We're asking for so many good things. A whole long list of it. And then at the end, when we get to the end, it's 15 things that we ask for. We ask for one more thing. Umi kol tuv, and from all the good that you are giving us, la'olam, forever, al yechasrenu. May we never be lacking in anything. And it seems almost strange because I've just gotten everything I could want. Bracha and rachamim and kaim, and the difference between parnasa and kalkala is parnasa is what I actually need and kalkala is the extra. So what could I possibly be lacking? But the truth is, the very, very sad truth is that a person's nature is to always want more. Whatever I have is not enough. I need more. I need something else. So even if I'm the recipient of everything, I have everything I could possibly want and need, my human nature is going to say, but if I only had, then I would be happy. I only need one more, whatever it is, and then I'm going to be happy. Therefore, from all the brachas that I could be asking for, perhaps this is the most prominent and important one. Mikol tuv, from all the good you've given me, la'olam al yechasrenu, may I never feel like I am lacking anything, because you can have everything and still feel like you don't have that one thing that's going to truly make you happy. And it's sad because the more we have, the more we think we need to be happy. Meaning a little child who only needs a specific type of school bag to make him happy is in a much better place than a wealthy businessman who needs a specific type of car to make him happy. All he needs is a little school bag and he's going to be happy. The more we have, the more we need to make us happy. And therefore, it's a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. He's giving us all that I need. The food, the agriculture, the water, the iron and the copper, but the luxuries are not there. Don't need luxuries to make you happy. And in fact, sometimes luxuries make us unhappy. Another point is that the potential for wealth and comfort is there, but when we go into Eretz Yisrael and we are being led al pi derech hateva, there is which is natural, in a natural way, there is a need for us to do work to attain the wealth. It's a gradual trajectory. First, we come into a land where there are streams and water. I don't have to do anything to get those streams and water. And then there are the fruits, which I can eat, some of which I could pick straight off the tree. However, the agricultural work does demand something from me. Then some of the shivas haminim, I actually have to work on. Like, I have to squeeze the olives to make olive oil, and I have to grind the wheat and all the other things that I have to do for the wheat to turn it into bread. And finally, we get to the hardest job, which is to start mining and pulling resources out of the mountains. Here's the problem. When a person invests so much work into doing the labor, they begin to believe that it is because of the hard work that they're doing that they see the results that they do. In the words of the Pasuk, a person starts to feel, Koichi v'oitzem yadi, it's the strength of my hand, asali esachayel hazeh, that made for me all this wealth and all this accomplishment. It's all me, and I did it. And the harder we work, the more of a problem we have with this, the more of a threat there is that I might actually think that I did it. Something that comes easily to me, something that comes easily, that I don't have to, meaning a person picks an apple off a tree, he knows that he didn't do everything to make this apple come out. But a person who creates sourdough bread knows that he had to put in a lot of work to get that bread to become. So therefore, it's after hearing about the gifts of this beautiful land that we are warned, yes, it is a beautiful land, and yes, there is so much for you here, there's so much potential for you, don't forget to thank Hashem. He's the one who gave it to you. V'achalta v'savata, don't forget, uveirachta. We may wonder why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a situation where we have to work so hard. But in truth, just by looking around, we know the answer. People who work hard generally benefit from the hard work. Meaning, it's not all about the ends, it's the process of how we get there. And working hard strengthens us and creates good ethics. Having gold and silver easily creates entitlement and makes people spoiled and lazy. I'm generalizing here, but in this generalization, there's truth. It's not just people, it's countries. Isn't it odd that all around us, there are countries that are flowing not with gold and silver, not with milk and honey, but with oil? And we say, why couldn't we, Eretz Yisrael, just have gotten just a little bit of it? But it seems like this is the truth. Hashem wants us to work and to work hard. But then, after he wants us to work hard, he wants us to remember that the hard work does give me muscle. It does give me the strength, but it's not what gives me the produce. It's not what gives me the results. Nothing would come if not for him. Hashem is giving us a beautiful country. V'achalta v'savata, we should eat and we should be satisfied. And the challenge always is to remember that at the end of it all, when we finish it all, uveirachta es Hashem elekecha al haaretz hatoiva asher nasan lach, we should never forget, and I think we remember it more each day, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful country that he has given us.